Guys on the Boom Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Bloomberg Standard Kitchen Studio here in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And hunting season's right on us, Bob. I mean, 2 weeks out, I shoot with a crossbow now. Had some shoulder issues and just can't pull it back. And frankly, I was never that accurate with my compound bow. I was always just a little nervous when I was ready to, you know, pull a release. And so this crossbow, though, out of the case, you know, dialing them in at 30 yards, I'm hitting a pie plate with three bolts. I'm like, okay, it's good to go again this year. Took it down to Alan Bob's last year, and they tore it down, put a new string on, put it all back together. So if you haven't done that in a couple of years, probably a good recommendation is just to have a professional take a look at your equipment and make sure that it's ready to go. And our friends at Alan Bob's are just the guys to do that. But so I'm excited. I've got my Shartucky Bow Camp coming up the first weekend in October, the 4th, 5th, and 6th. We're down to the Pruden Farms again, and I'll be cooking down there, and I've got to come up with a recipe. That's kind of a little tradition that we've started here in the last few years, is that I roll the smoker down there, and I decide to turn my phone down before I do, and then we cook a bunch of food. And I'm trying to come up with a few different things this year, but we'll get that. But sides are a big part of that, because again, it's just a pile of protein. We got to throw something with it. And you know what, you like to do these hobo pies. Talk to me about those a little bit.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Yeah.
Did you watch Shrek?
Yeah. I have.
The Muffin Man.
Enough of muffin jokes. Hobo pies. That's a Rob Russell joke right there. He discovered those in Pennsylvania. He was trying to describe them to me. He had never seen one before.
Oh.
And I didn't know what he was talking about, but the dude was 50, 55 years old and had never seen a hobo pie.
Right.
Kansas.
Yeah, right. Well, they don't cook them down there.
Must be.
So why don't you explain what it is if there are people that don't know what it is?
Well, some people call them Tonkas.
Tonka toasters they used to have. That's the little clamshell thing,
yeah,
right, on bread.
Yeah, great for a deer camp. We bring them camping every time we go. But basically, it's a little bread and butter, right? And mm-hmm. Who doesn't like a little bread and butter? Now, what my mom used to do was she'd bread and butter, and then she'd bring – this is the only time she ever bought canned apple filling.
Okay.
Because she always made everything from scratch. But she'd bring some cans of apple pie filling or cherry or blueberry or all of them, and then put butter on each side on the steel side, cast iron side, and then you'd plop a bunch of that apple in the middle. You'd squeeze the thing shut, and you throw it in the fire.
Right.
And we did those in Boy Scouts. I mean, goodness sakes, you can do all sorts of things with them. But recently, or in the last 10 years, I'm going to say, Maureen, my wife, got into the habit of using tortilla shells, and I'd cook up a bunch of taco meat in advance, and we'd make, like, little quesadillas.
Do they stick together? Do the tortilla shells?
That's a great thing. You have to bring some olive oil, some really good high-heat oil, something that will stick with it, because those shells will definitely want to stick to the tin if you don't get them good and lubed up.
Right. So, but do they stick to each other in the because part of the hobo pie is when you clamp that thing down with the bread, it kind of melds itself together.
You're putting cheese in there with the meat.
Oh, okay.
So it does, yeah. Right. It holds together quite well.
Right.
But that corn shell does want to stick, so I would maybe even take Crisco or something like that.
Right.
Something that's going to be really greasy on there.
Right.
And totally unhealthy.
On either side with the metal, so
both sides.
So it'll release.
Yeah.
Right?
And then, you know, your peppers, a little meat, cheese, clamp that baby together. But the tortilla shells work really nice. Now you can also take just some plain white bread and butter, and you can put a little pizza sauce in there, some pepperoni and some mozzarella, and clamp that baby together, and you have a calzone.
Right.
Right? Isn't that what you call those?
Right.
Like a folded pizza. Those work really, really nice.
Yeah, and I bet you could play with the breads, too. You know what I mean? You get different kinds of bread.
Cheap white bread.
Right.
Works really good.
Yes,
it does.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yep.
Cheap white bread.
Because it's not about the bread as much as it is
it
the
just
filling.
Turns into a pie crust.
Right.
So you want something really simple. Flour.
Right.
And cheap white bread is just flour.
Sure it is.
So you can also take some ground beef and throw just some cheese in with it, and it turns into like a cheeseburger. It's so simple, I know, but these are just things we end up doing.
Now, you'd probably cook that meat before you put it
in
there,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's not going to be raw, but again, these are great make-aheads if you're going to the camp or to a tailgate because you can make all those ingredients, you throw them in there, you build a little fire in your charcoal grill, and you could set these things in there.
Right.
And pop them out of there. How long does it take to cook them? I mean, are you putting them right on the coals? Are you putting them on a grate? What are you doing?
We'll very often just kind of like shove them in on the edge of the fire and then just keep turning it.
Okay.
So you leave it a minute or two, turn it. And, of course, the first couple you make, the kids or whoever's the hungriest is always going to want to open them up too soon.
Right.
So they'll ruin the first few.
Yeah.
But they're just, yeah, it's a great way to do a meal over a campfire. And that's a good thing for deer camp.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good thing for deer camp. I might, you know, you have to buy a bunch of them if you're going to feed a bunch of people. You probably have to buy a bunch of little clamshells. Or borrow them from your buddy Bob.
I have some. You can borrow them.
Right, yeah. Because we will have a fire the whole time we're down there. I mean, you kind of light it when you get there, and you keep throwing stuff on it, and then it goes out on Sunday when you leave.
Sure.
Kind of thing. So that would be good.
But the steak bits are...
venison bits, even, yeah.
If you're lucky enough.
Right.
But just to have some taco meat and cheese on there and then bread, you don't even need to use a tortilla shell. You can use just the bread. But just a nice chunk of protein, nice and hot. You're sitting outside. It's cold. Of course, where you're probably staying in a travel trailer or something anyway. I doubt that you're roughing it.
Well, that's rougher than my bedroom. Come on, no. But, yeah, I'm at the age that, you know what, it's not cool for me to sleep on the ground anymore.
Right.
But that's good. Maybe I'm not a man, but it's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
True man will always give his buddies a way out of stuff they don't want to deal with. Such emergencies include her cousin's wedding, her cat's funeral, her dad's prostate exam, dinner with her parents, her pap smears, or the opera and marathon viewings of The Hills.
Coming from a man who's been married over 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And there are things we just had a lengthy discussion about, things I don't do with her.
Right.
Because I showed her all the weekends I was blocking for deer hunting.
Right.
And do you know what she told me?
What's that?
You're going to take all those weekends by yourself?
Oh, my. Well, we won't go into that, but Maureen does like to travel with her friends. We'll just say that. And, that's kind of a pot calling the kettle black. But maybe that's how the Nermico family works.
It is.
You know?
It's because, retribution.
Well, it isn't necessarily that, but I'm just saying absence makes the heart grow fonder. And,
yes.
And you guys take your share of vacations together, but you also do a lot of stuff on your own.
We had a wonderful time up north on vacation last weekend. I can't tell you. We stopped at Shorts in Bel Air.
Right.
No, not in Bel Air. In Elk Rapids.
Yeah.
And I was there when it was a brand new facility, and now it's quite large.
Sure.
They have a nice little travel trailer out there that makes some pretty good burgers.
Yeah.
It's an Airstream with a walk-up and a hood. It's got a makeup air hood on it. And I got myself a nice cherry porter. Funny, we're talking about farm markets. Right before we got there, we stopped at, they had several big farm markets between Norwood and there. And we bought maple syrup. We bought dark chocolate covered cherries.
Oh, I know right where you are.
We bought there's two of them. We were at the bigger one,
right?
And
they're like a mile apart, is all.
Yes.
Yeah, I know right where you're talking
about.
And
oh my gosh, they had fresh pies. I got this beautiful loaf of bread, but you know, we were kind of hungry when we got there, and you walk into a market like that and I think we spent $100. We went there for some peaches. Oh, we did get peaches.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's exactly. But you know what? All the stuff you came home with, you're going to love it because it's fresh. And those farm markets where you've got somebody baking pies, those didn't come from any
factory. They're gorgeous.
Right? That came from the lady's kitchen, right, up on the hill. So, yeah, that's wonderful.
But we're on a diet, too, so we didn't get the pie.
Right.
That was sad.
Coming up next, we're going to finish with a little dessert, whether it's pound cake, any of the berries, or maybe even some kiwis or these apples and peaches we're talking about. Stick with us. We'll be back.